Northern Colorado never stops. Neither do we. This is NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. Here's Tanner Schwint.
Welcome in on this Thursday morning. Want to start off by saying we're having some technical difficulties here that we're working through. So getting text here saying that the stream is down. So we'll be efforting to get that up as well. Nothing like starting the day off right. No Wi-Fi, no phone lines. We're just rolling with it. So that means we're going to make some adjustments on today's program as we go through. It'll be news for Northern Colorado. We'll start off with that. Then we will get rolling this morning. Mike Morris with Auto Collision Specialist will join us a little bit later on to get fired up with Mike. Excited about that, as always. But we will be doing news or not with Angel Padilla today at about 9:35 this morning. So we will have that for you to check out, and Angel and I will work through all of those news stories. That did they really need to be printed? Did they really need to be put out there? So stay tuned for that as well. I don't know if you checked it out. But yesterday, on the Good Afternoon Guy, there was a couple of heated debates that took place. Yeah, it was heated already. On Brian's third show ever on KFK, he was talking so much smack that Brady Hole and I had to come in here. We ran into the studios, and we ended up jumping on air with him. The weirdest thing out of all of this, though, we were talking about what goes on a hot dog. What are the condiments that you put on there? And I'm pretty open, right? I'm pretty open. I could do just ketchup. I could do ketchup and mustard. You can load that thing up. I'm good with any of those, all of those, no matter what. The best hot dog I ever had, and I stand by it, was a hot dog in San Diego. And they had cream cheese and jalapenos on it, and it was fantastic. One of, honestly, the best hot dogs I've ever had. But here's the thing: Brian Gary is out of his gourd. He said that the only thing that you can put on a hot dog is ketchup. That's it. Which, that's just not right. The hot dog is made for putting anything and everything you want on there, because the quality of what is in the actual hot dog is so low that you got to cover some of it up. You got to have some condiments to put on there outside of that. And that's where Brian Gary is completely wrong. I love the guy to death, but he is completely wrong on that. So if you listen in 3 to 5 on weekdays, you can listen to him as well. Then on Fridays, one thing that we're going to start doing, Brady Hole will join me, Brian Gary will join me, and we're going to do our biggest takeaways from the week. What was the one thing that stood out to us from the week? We're going to discuss, have a little bit of a panel of some of the hosts here on KFKA jump on and work our way through all of that. So that'll be something to look forward to. Our accessory of the flare and hair poll question: who will the Denver Broncos starting quarterback be week one? Is it going to be Aaron Rodgers? Yes, it is. Is it going to be Teddy Bridgewater? No, it's not. Is it going to be Drew Lock? No, it's not. But that's what we want to know today. Who will the Denver Broncos starting quarterback be for week one? Let us know on our Facebook page, at NoCo Now, at NoCo Now on Facebook. Also, you can text into the Tatanka Grill text line at 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. And if you're a new texter, text KFK, that number, you'll be subscribed and ready to go. But I'll give you my thoughts on that a little bit later on, and I am the one that is absolutely correct on that it will be Aaron Rodgers. So let's get into it. Let's get into news for Northern Colorado, shall we? There's a lot going on that's coming up here in Northern Colorado. between Fort Collins and Loveland and Windsor and Greeley. All of these good things. We've got some stuff going on. Let's start first with talking about Taste of Fort Collins. This is going to be an exciting time for the Taste of Fort Collins. It's an interesting couple of headliners, but Taste of Fort Collins to pack in a sold-out crowd with Nelly and the Spin Doctors. Yeah, coming to Fort Collins. This is by Kayleen McCourt out of the Boulder Daily Camera. When you hear the phrase, it's getting hot in here at the weekend's Taste of Fort Collins, it likely won't be in reference to a food vendor, spicy wings, or a flaming grill, but rather the echo of Nelly lyrics. The St. Louis rapper who rose to fame in the early aughts with hits Hot in Here and Ride With Me will close out the festival Sunday at 7 p.m. He's dipped into the world of pop country. Nelly's doing pop country? That's right. He's got a song out right now with Florida Georgia Line. He did one with Tim McGraw years ago, but I think that was ahead of its time, that it didn't work out very well for the country music scene. But the Little Bit is the name of the song with Florida Georgia Line and Nelly. Is he going to be a draw? Is Nelly going to be a draw in Fort Collins for the Taste of Fort Collins? You think so? I mean, maybe in 2004. No, Ryan is still a Nelly fan. You're still that big of a Nelly fan?
I'm a very big Nelly fan.
Were you even more so in 2004? You were like 8 years old, so.
Probably not.
The live business is just barely getting its footing coming out of the pandemic, which certainly adds some complications. However, the chaos did offer a silver lining in that some artists are doing one-offs as opposed to routed tours, said Evan Harrison, president and chief revenue officer of Town Square here in Northern Colorado. It's certainly interesting. So it's coming up this year, later on this summer. Taste of Fort Collins. Now, I've never been to the Taste of Fort Collins, but they'll have food trucks along with options from Modelo Brewing, New Belgium, Budweiser, and specialty drinks from Copper Muse Distillery, which Copper Muse, it does awesome product over there in Fort Collins as well. But be ready for it, man. Be ready for Nelly. I don't even know what the Spin Doctors sing. Are you a Spin Doctors fan? No, I don't know either. I don't know anything that they sing either. But, it's coming up this weekend, so be ready for that. Check out Taste of Fort Collins with Nelly going on over there. I never thought those would be two things that I'd say at the same time. Taste of Fort Collins and Nelly working together. But yet, here we are. Let's keep it going here. News for Northern Colorado. Again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, text into the Tatanka Grill text line. Our phone lines that we're working through right now. Got a texture here. Brian says, won't be number 12 this year. Yes, it will, Brian. I know you said that it's not going to be, but Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback for the Denver Broncos for week one. Continuing on, news for Northern Colorado. Two dead after two-vehicle collision on Colorado 14 in Weld County by Morgan McKenzie out of the Greeley Trib. A fatal crash involving a truck and a semi killed two women early yesterday morning on Colorado 14 just west of Alt. The Colorado State Patrol reported the truck and semi were traveling in opposite directions and collided around 3:56 a.m. The truck's two occupants both died at the scene of the crash. The driver of the truck was a 25-year-old from Fort Collins, and the passenger was a 28-year-old from Oregon. Colorado State Patrol reported the semi driver experienced no or minor injuries. The driver was conscious and speaking at the scene of the crash. Colorado 14 was closed in both directions until 10 a.m. yesterday morning. Very tragic story going on there. And this is, again, just think about this, right? The unfortunate death of these two young women, and the truck didn't have anything wrong with it, right? That's how big these semi-trucks are. Let's keep that in mind. You know, I'm seeing videos pop up on the timeline, people sharing it with me, of people jumping in front of trucks and brake checking them and things like that. There's only going to be one loser in that scenario, and it's going to be you, because that semi-truck, it takes the length of a football field. Okay, think about that. It takes the length of a football field for a semi-truck to get completely locked down and shut down. And that's if he sees it instantly, right? it takes that long for a loaded semi to get on the brakes and get it stopped and get it locked down. When we have incidents like this, and you see people or you see people messing around with semis, you know, brake checking them in and out of traffic right in front of them, and then they hit their brakes, those semis can't do anything about it. Even the best drivers out there cannot do anything about it. And that is a game of chicken you're certainly going to lose. Another tough story here. New flood warning day after one killed, two missing in the Poudre Canyon outside of Fort Collins. Talked a little bit about this, but it's still this was as of yesterday, yesterday afternoon. I have not seen anything else that has come out with this story about the two missing people. So if that comes out or if we hear anything about that while we're on air today or any of the local programmings, we will absolutely get you caught up to speed. But so far, there has been no word of the two missing people after this flood. The woman was killed and two people still missing after rainfall over the Cameron Peaks Fire burn scar triggered that flash flood in the Poudre Canyon northwest of Fort Collins on Tuesday. Again, we've been talking about it, but I don't think it sinks in because we don't experience this a whole lot, right? Like our flash flood warning, I would say we got as close to a flash flood or flooding possibilities here in Greeley, right? And not in the foothills, even, you know, Loveland, Windsor, everywhere that's not in the foothills with that storm that we saw a couple of weeks ago now, about a month ago during the middle of the Greeley Stampede, where we had about 5 inches of rain come down in about an hour span. You know, that's about as much flooding as we're going to see here without the foothills. But you get up there into the Poudre Canyon, you get up there, and after the burn scar, we talk about it, but I don't think we actually understand the severity of what comes along with this. It can only be, I mean, 3 inches of rain in a short amount of time, and you're triggering mudslides, you're triggering rocks that get going, and as they go, man, they're picking up speed, they're picking up debris, they're pushing everything down that hill, and it gets to be a very scary scene. The flooding destroyed at least 5 structures and damaged the roadway through the canyon. More flooding was possible yesterday. Did not hear anything new about that. On Tuesday, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office first received reports of flooding in the canyon above Rustic around 6:05 p.m. A mudslide swept over Black Hollow Road about 35 miles up from Ted's place at the canyon's mouth and sent, quote, a large amount of debris into the canyon, sheriff's officials said in a release. There's been power outages. There's been there are about 101 members without power. Sheriff Justin Smith confirmed on his Facebook page overnight that authorities had located a body later identified as an adult woman. He said officials did not recover the body Tuesday, but would do so once it was safe to cross the Cache Lapoudre River. Divers will attempt to recover the woman's body in a vehicle in the river Wednesday, officials said. The two other adults remain missing. Still not have heard. We are actively working to recover one victim from the river and searching for at least two others, sheriff's officials said in the news release. Smith said a significant amount of debris washed across Colorado 14, blocking the road. Search operations continue Wednesday, sheriff's officials said, with emergency crews on foot and flying drones. Again, this is ramifications from those fires that we saw a year ago. Normally, you don't see that much loose sediment being stuck up there, but we're seeing that right now, and that's the unfortunate result of this, is the death of one woman and two missing. And as we've talked about it a lot, as things progress, the longer that it goes, the less likely chance of survival is. 9:19 the time. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back on the other side, continue on, and we'll touch on our poll question again about who the starting Bronco is going to be for the, or starting Bronco, starting quarterback for the Denver Bronco is going to be week one. Let me know. Text into the Tatanka Real text line, 970-478-1301. We'll be right back.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
.23 the time. Welcome back in. Snow Cone Al presented by the J9 agencies. It's really quite simple. You guys, right now, what I would be doing is going at whatever, if you've got a wagering wager book that you use, a sports betting app that you use, I would be going and betting the over on the number of wins on the Denver Broncos. You know why? You know why? Because Aaron Rodgers is going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos coming up in 2021. Look, it's not about money for Rodgers. That has been made abundantly clear that it's not about the money. The Packers offered him a contract that would make him the wealthiest player in the league. And he said no. He said, no, I'm good. Because when you get as much money as he has, it's not just about money anymore. It's all about how you're being treated. Your state of mind, your happiness. And right now, currently, he's not a happy man. And that's why he wants to come to Denver. Look, his fiance has a place in Boulder. He's got a place in Boulder. You look at this team, and outside of the quarterback position, I think the Broncos could stack up with a lot of other teams with where they're at. This defense, on paper, should be a top five defense. You don't get that anywhere else. And why did the Packers lose the NFC Championship game? Because their safety or their cornerback blew a route coverage and Tom Brady made him pay. And that's why he wants out. You have that, you've got the instead of going for it, they kick a field goal. A meaningless field goal? What, I mean, it's insane. And if you're the Packers, why are you not trading him? Why are you not trying to get all of these assets back for him? I don't understand that. He doesn't want to play there anymore. Are you really going to force his hand? You're going to make him sit out, and then you're both just going to miss out? Like, you're just ruining it for both. You're ruining it for yourselves because right now you could trade Aaron Rodgers and get a boatload of picks back. A boatload of picks. But we're talking probably three picks. Maybe possibly three first rounders. And a couple of young and up and coming quarterbacks. The only scenario that I see that could play out that makes me wrong, which I've been wrong I think once before, is the fact that they may not trust Jordan Love. If they think Jordan Love is such a terrible quarterback, that's the quarterback the Packers drafted in the first round a couple years back. If they think he is such a terrible quarterback, that's the only way. But even with that all being said, say Jordan Love is awful. Why not go get the help that you need? Go get those young key core players that you can put on there. Get the draft picks. Throw Jordan Love in there. You have one bad year and then a first-round quarterback coming out in the next draft. It just makes too much sense for it to not happen. Texter here, Brian, he will sit out the season before the Pack trades him. will have the same value, if not more, next year. I don't agree with that. I don't agree he's going to have the same value next year. There's something to be said for missing a year, especially at his age. Especially at his age, there's going to be a decreased value. Because these teams are planning ahead. Somebody may take a flyer on him next year, and I'm not saying he still won't be worth a first-round pick or something along those lines next year. But right now, you know what the price is. You know what they can get for Aaron Rodgers. Denver's a perfect fit. And the people who say, well, he's got to go up against Patrick Mahomes every year. Aaron Rodgers has a little bit of that attitude, that swagger, whatever you want to call it, that he doesn't care. He wants to go out and beat the best. He truly, I think, in his mind, believes he's better than anybody else. Hard to disagree. He won the MVP last year. Aaron Rodgers still has it. Denver Broncos have what they need to get there. So Aaron Rodgers will be the starting quarterback of the Denver Broncos week one. You heard it here first. But if he's not, for some reason, if he's not, you'll get left with Drew Lock and Teddy Bridgewater. Two guys that aren't, I mean, do either of them have the talent to get you into the playoffs? I think Teddy Bridgewater does, purely because of the fact that he's not going to turn the ball over a ton. He's going to take what the defense gives him. They're going to go down, you know, 5-10 yards at a time, pop, 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 to control the time of possession, punt, and let the defense lock it down. I think you can win enough games to get a wild card spot with Teddy Bridgewater. I don't think you do with Drew Lock. I think if Drew Lock's in there, you're going to have games. You're going to see flashes, right? Because he's shown us both. We've seen the flashes of pure greatness from Drew Lock. But we've seen a lot more recently and a lot more consistently the bad side of Drew Lock. So will there be games where he goes out against a bad team and torches them for 300 yards and 3-4 touchdowns? Yeah, I think Drew Lock's got that capability. But he doesn't have the consistency to do it, and he can't do it against the good teams. If Aaron Rodgers does not come to Denver, which I truly believe he will be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos week one, but if he does not, then you got to go with Teddy Bridgewater. You have to go with Teddy Bridgewater here. He's the consistent, calm mind, and he's not gonna piss off the other players. Drew Lock has that attitude. He completes a 2-yard pass and dances like crazy. That's going to get under the nerves of those receivers who he had just missed 3 times in a row. It's going to have a negative effect. How many of your thoughts? Text into the Tatanka Grill text line at 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. That's the Tatanka Grill text line. Text KFK to that number if you haven't texted before, and you can be in. That's our accessories with a flare and hair pull question as well. Who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos come week one? Let us know. Hey, I want to say thanks to Air Solutions and Greeley. Look, your life's not going to hell. It feels like you have those days that you get flustered, you get hot, and you're sitting there like, why do I feel so bad? And you realize it's like 93 degrees in your house. And you're like, that's why. Make sure you have that new air conditioner put in. If you've got an air conditioner already, it's about the maintenance of it. It's just like anything else. You service your car every 5,000 miles. Why would you not service your air conditioner? It's the same type of thing. It's a unit. It's moving. It's being used. You got to trust Air Solutions with it, though. Once you get them out there once, you're never going to change. Air Solutions and Dusty Roads, 970-200-2753, 970-200-2753. Let them know you heard about them right here on KFKA. 9:32 the time. Let's grab a break. When we come back on the other side, news or not, we'll decide. But first, bottom of the hour, news and weather center.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
9:38 is time. Welcome back into the program. Snoco Now, presented by the J9 Agencies. I'm Tanner Schwint. Thanks for being with us. So because of these technical difficulties, we're going to bump up one of my favorite segments that we do. Let's introduce our guest here, Ryan, shall we? Just call me Angel. Angel Padilla joining us this morning. And it's time for News or Not.
And that's the way the news goes.
All right, Angel. So what we do here, we go through, and Angel has gathered a bunch of headlines from across the country, across the world, really. And we sit and say, yeah, that's news. I'm glad that article came out. Or that reporter might as well have just sat on his couch and got baked, because that is a terrible news story. Let's get this going. Angel, what do you got first?
All right, first up today, we have a Brazilian athlete breaks world record with 951 chest-to-ground burpees.
That's news. Well, any world record, instantly, that's news.
In an hour.
In an hour. How many in an hour?
951.
I would be dead after like 10. There is no way.
He said his goal was 1,000, but he had a leg injury 2 days before, so.
It must not. I'm sorry, but don't say you got a leg injury and then go do 939 chest-to-ground burpees in an hour. Yeah, that's not a leg injury. That means you just got tired, man. It's okay. You can just say, hey, you know, I kind of ran out of gas there. I just did 939. Do you want to try? And that's all you have to say. You don't have to fake a leg injury, which that's clearly what he did.
Agree. So, yeah. You said that's news?
Yeah, I think that's news. That's news.
Yep!
Okay, next one. Dump truck crash spills cow manure onto Florida highway.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's keep it going here. How did this happen?
Florida Highway Patrol said a section of interstate was closed when a crash involving a dump truck loaded with cow manure caused a spill onto the roadway.
All right. So did it shut down the road for a while?
Yep. Thankfully, no one was injured, but the cleanup crews did complain about the smell.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would imagine cow poop does not smell good. I know that, and I think everyone should know that. What's your vote on this? Is this news?
I'm going to say no, just because we
really
live in Greeley and, like, the smell of cows is nothing new.
It's not, but the fact that it shut the roadway down for a while, like, if I was driving and I'm like, why is traffic so bad? And then I took an exit and then I saw this, hey, you know, this road was shut down. I think it is news. I think, Ryan, you're going to be the deciding vote here. News or not that a dump truck accident caused cow manure to spill all over the road, shutting the road down?
Yeah, why not?
All right, it's news. All right, that is news.
Yep!
That was a close one. That was a close one. See, this is why I don't like a democracy. I bring you guys in, and then all of a sudden I don't get my way.
That was our first tiebreaker.
That was our first tiebreaker. All right, what's next?
Oversized goldfish are taking over one Minnesota lake, causing issues for local fish.
Brian Gary hit on this story. I had heard this story. They had like won these goldfish or something like that. Is that correct? Take me through the story.
Kind of like that. Just like people just putting their goldfish into local ponds and lakes, which that's not their natural environment.
Right.
So they grow.
Because they grow to the size of whatever they're being held in, right? So
right.
If you keep a fish in a smaller tank, it's not going to get to the maximum potential. So you throw a goldfish in there. These things get big. I've seen we used to do this, right, when at the Stampede we'd win these stupid little cent they were like penny fish. We'd win them and take them back, and we would put them into stock tanks. We'd fill the stock tanks up, and we'd have it there, and we'd lay rocks down, and we'd put plants in there. And it was just a huge aquarium outside. And these things got massive. I think the longest a couple lived was like 2 years, 3 years. And when they died, it was operator error on our end. But these things were literally, I mean, you think about it, when you get them, they're probably what, like half an inch, maybe an inch? And some of these were up to 6 or 7 inches already in that short amount of time. And fish, if they've got no predators, they'll live a long time. They were getting there. So this story really intrigues me. So they're dumping these fish in there, and it's starting to take over.
Yeah, and it's messing with the ecosystem and the minerals that are in the lake and the other fish. So stop doing that.
So, yeah, if you live in Minnesota, don't just flush your goldfish down the toilet. I don't care. I think that's interesting What are you saying here?
I think it's interesting. I've never seen a goldfish that big before, so
yeah,
it's cool.
Do you have a picture of it? Can I see that?
There's a couple pictures.
Yeah, I would like to see a big goldfish. That might turn my morning around. might turn our morning around a little bit here. I think I'm going to vote this is news. I think this is news. I think there's enough there with what is changing. And it's kind of like that PSA, like, hey, you morons, stop dumping your goldfish into the lake because it will cause serious problems. I think that's absolutely news.
Yep.
All right, Angel. What else do we have here this morning? I know you were looking up that big picture of the goldfish, but what else do we have this morning?
Here we go. Time traveler bizarrely claims he is stuck in 2027 and warns of human extinction.
I have been seeing so many of these on social media.
He's a TikTok star.
Yeah. Is it that guy?
Javier?
Yeah. I don't know if it was him. There was another guy that I saw that said, I'm from the future. I went and saw, it was Jordan. He said Jordan Spieth wins the Open. He wins the British Open, and then Colin Morikawa did. And he's, like, building it up. He's like, day one, he's like, see, I told you. Day two, he's like, I'm from the future. Day three, he's like, this is exactly how I envision it. Colin Morikawa is going to choke tomorrow, and then Jordan Spieth's going to win it. And then Colin Morikawa just said, yeah, no, I'm not going to bogey anything. I'm going to win this and make you look like a fraud. I'm so sick of these people claiming I'm from the future. And as humans, I think everybody wants to believe a little bit that time travel is real and that there are people here from the future. Because it's so intriguing. It's like, hey, we've seen so many stories. What if this is real and I'm experiencing this? And I think there's people who buy into this, and it's scary and it's dangerous and it's stupid. But so he's saying he's from 2027. We're extinct in 6 years.
Yeah, so he said there's no people left, only buildings and cars abandoned.
Where'd all the people go? Did we all get on Jeff Bezos' spaceship?
Apparently, we're hanging out in the moon with him and Elon Musk. So.
Nice. I love it. Is that news to you?
No.
That's not news to
anything
me.
With TikTok is just
that's
irrelevant.
So stupid. That reporter woke up and said, I got to get something in today. I saw a TikTok. Let's write about that. That's dumb reporting. That is not news.
No!
All right, I did find a picture of those goldfish.
Okay, can I see that? Oh, my God. That thing is massive. Folks, I don't think you understand. Like, it's a 9-pound goldfish. 9 pounds. This thing is huge. Okay, we're going to share a picture. Can you put that picture up on our Facebook page? That would be awesome.
Definitely.
That would be awesome. All right, do you have any other stories for us today?
Two more here.
All right, let's do it.
Mortified mom admits she's suffering sleepless nights over her daughter's name.
What's the name?
So let me see. Try to find where it was.
It's got
to
be bad.
It has something to do with her Amazon device.
Oh, no. I was going to say, yeah, is it Alexa?
I think it is Alexa.
Is it really?
Is her name.
Oh, that poor girl.
Yeah, so she's desperate to change her daughter's name over fear she will face a lifetime of bullying and teasing due to an unfortunate coincidence.
Absolutely you will. Absolutely. You're going to be bullied for your name. I don't care what your name is. We bully you with playing Angel of the Morning.
I've
every
been bullied time. For 23 years.
Yeah, yeah, right. No, it's okay.
Not he bullying, out, it's yeah. been teasing.
Right, but... That's what they're, you know, it's a little bit of bullying. It's okay. It builds character. There's so many people mad at me right now. But that's, I mean, no matter what it is, you're going to get nicknames for something stupid you've done. You're going to go through it. You're going to get bullied. But yeah, Alexa's pretty tough. That would be a tough one to bounce back from.
Like Alexa or Siri or anything like that.
Yeah, don't.
Who knows what's going to happen the next few
years? I hope there's nobody out there named Siri. I am going to say that's not news, though. I don't care that you picked a crappy name for your daughter. That's not news to me. Is that news to you, Angel?
No. If she's losing sleep over it, then just get rid of the smart device.
Right.
She's hollering. Middle name or
she's hollering at her daughter, and Alexa just starts talking. Alexa, dinner's ready. And then Alexa just starts saying, thank you for dinner, or whatever the Alexa
the
sounds
weather
like.
Weather is 84.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'll be right there. It's like, that would be scary. Yeah, that's not news.
No!
All right, last one here.
Last one here. Cocaine disguised as cake seized from vehicle in Maine.
Okay. I like the creativity from the drug lords. Okay, let's go.
New York man and a Maine woman are facing charges over cocaine disguised as a cake that was seized from their vehicle on Wednesday.
So pretty much they just baked a cake and put coke in it, or was it just that much cocaine that looked like a cake?
It's about 2 pounds of cocaine disguised as a marble cake with coffee grounds used to cover up the scent.
Wow. Yeah, that's an interesting way to try and cover up your cocaine. And I'm assuming that were they crossing state lines? Is that how they got busted?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. That's news. That's news. You had somebody crossing state lines. Anytime somebody gets arrested, which they clearly did, whenever they get arrested or there was a law broke, I think that's absolutely news.
That's news. Yeah. I want to know where they were going. Was it a wedding or a birthday party?
Oh, God. What if it was like a 7-year-old's birthday party? That would be so bad. That would be terrible. That would be terrible. Terrible idea. Before I let you go, Angel, our accessories with a flare and hair poll question. Who's the starting quarterback going to be for the Denver Broncos week one?
I'm not a Broncos fan, but I will say Aaron Rodgers.
All right. That's my guy. That's the only right answer, people. Listen to Angel and I. We get it right like 99.9% of the time. Other times we're making jokes about cocaine going to 7-year-old babies' birthday parties. 9:49 the time. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up hour number one. That does it for News or Not. It's Noco Now on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFK.
What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
There's nobody riding with me right now about Rodgers. Nobody. That's fine. That's fine. I'll save you some seats when it happens. Well, Angel will be there. Angel and I are driving this bus. Chad leaving a comment on the Facebook page. You can comment there, too, on our accessories with a flare and hair poll question. Who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos come week one? Chad, all he said, he didn't even answer the question. He just said, not Rodgers. That's not even the question, Chad. And the question is, who is it going to be? Chad saying not Rodgers. So that's the answer from Chad. Text here, Brian. I thought I was a homer, but you guys take the cake. Gentlemen, this is now in the betting realm. What shall it be? What are we betting on this? I have to think about this because I've gotten myself into some bad bets just by simply... I'll bet you, but I need to think about what we're going to bet first. I'm never afraid to take a bet, but like Brian Gary wants to bet a tattoo on this. That's a little too permanent for me. That's a little too permanent. You know, there's other things. We'll find something. We'll find something. We'll get it done. But you're going to laugh as soon as he gets here. As soon as Rodgers is coming. One last story I wanted to get to before we get to hour number two. Fort Collins McDonald's shooter has been arrested. Fort Collins police have located and arrested the suspect in the fatal shooting of a Midtown McDonald's earlier this week. Members of the Larimer County Sheriff's Office and Fort Collins Police Services located and stopped the vehicle in Berthoud. The sole occupant of the vehicle at the time was 28-year-old Victor Jeremiah Corwin. He was arrested in connection with Monday's fatal shooting. The vehicle Corwin was located in had been reported stolen in a burglary investigation in Lakewood, according to Fort Collins police. This via 1310kfk.com. A lot of news stories up there as well. These type of things, it's so cool to see the communication between police departments nowadays because they are constantly talking. You know, if they had not looked out and saw that, okay, he's on the run. Clearly, what's the next logical thing? Well, if he doesn't have a car, even if he had a car, he's got to ditch that, get a new car, right? So you start investigating where they've been stolen from, and boom, there you go. You put it all together. And because of that communication, because of these people working together, these police and law enforcement agencies working together, it works. and a very bad man is being brought in off the streets. Very bad man because of this. So kudos to the Fort Collins Police Department and the Lakewood Police Department who shared the information, everything like that. That's an awesome job by them. Again, the story up on 1310kfk.com. You can check it out there. 9:56, we'll get into hour number two coming up in just a bit. We will have Mike Morris join us again. Michael, we'll discuss what's going on in the world as well. We'll see the Delta variant thing. It's just driving me crazy. We can't even enjoy life as it is without fear of what's next. If you live life as, oh my God, I'm going to get sick, what kind of life are you living? There's risks, there's chances of everything. Driving into work, there's a chance that you can get in a car accident, right? Working in here at KFK, there's a chance you could go crazy. It's probably a pretty good chance. Ryan raising his hands. But I think he may have been before he got here. Not sure. Maybe a little bit. We can't live scared like this, and the Delta variant is causing that. So I'm going to discuss that a little bit more in hour number two. Of course, we'll get to more of your texts. Let us know what you're thinking on the Tatanka Grill text line at 970-478-1301. 970-478-1301. New texters, text KFK to that number. You'll be subscribed and ready to go. Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine locations in Eaton and Greeley. More online at proactivecolorado.com. But you're not going to waste that surgery. You go and see them after whatever you have operated on, knees, shoulders, head, and toes. You're able to get it all operated on and then get it back and better than it was before with Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine. Again, more information online at proactivecolorado.com. Hour number two coming your way in just a bit. NoCo Now, presented by the J9 Agencies, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.